Racing Pulse with Michael Felgate.
Morning, Bjorn. How are you going?
Really good, thanks, Michael. Yourself?
Very well, very well. Are you up north?
No, I'm heading up tomorrow morning, so I'm in Sydney at the moment, and looks like it's going to be another cracking day here.
Oh, well, that's good to see, another cracking day there. And the weather in Brisbane, I assume it's all looking good for tomorrow as well?
Yeah, I think so. I think the weather forecast is pretty good. I'm making the same assumption.
Well, hopefully we're both right anyway. Hey, what a good chance you've got to win the final Group 1 of the season, because you've got two mares who would go into the race. I know the favourite's the one to beat, and you've got form lines through both of your horses with the favourite. But heading into the race, outside of the barriers, you must be pretty happy.
Yeah, I think so. They're both in good order. They're two mares that always put their best foot forward. I guess they've drawn a little bit out, but Bonnie O'Reilly will be very positive with her. And Egyptian Symbol, I'm just not too sure what we're going to do yet. We may just see how the day unfolds. But she's got tactical speed if we need to use it as well.
She was almost in a similar situation last start, where she probably got shuffled back a bit further than what was ideal. And I thought she finished off the race quite well. Do you give her much hope of turning the table on the favourite, who was just huge in the Stradbroke as well?
Yeah, I think... Well, funnily enough, we in her time beat us in a group race earlier in the season. Mm. Just, I think we looked like Egyptian Symbol had her, and no doubt she's a very good horse. She's the one to beat. So no doubt she's got the form on the board in her time, and she's really setting the benchmark going into this race.
Fourth run in for Egyptian Symbol. Has she taken any improvement out of the Stradbroke, or was she at her peak there, obviously, for the Group 1 assignment?
I think she's in good order. I think she's rock hard fit now. And, I guess up to 1400 has always been, or 1350 is a bit of a question mark for her. So if you've got a question mark on that, tomorrow's probably the day where she's going to be as well set up as she can be to really see out the 1350 very well.
And Bonnie O'Reilly, you can't have her going any better. She was a bit stiff in the Dane Ripper. She was caught wide early, and then she just wanted to get up on the steel a little bit, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. And, you know, it's one of those. I probably, in retrospect, should have been more positive from the gate, and she would have landed outside the lead. But, you know, I sort of said I was mindful. I thought she'd probably be caught three deep outside the lead and have to take up the lead. But if we were more positive that day, she would have saved a lot of gas getting there. It's probably a big asset as the turn of foot, her racing pattern, and she's got great gate speed. So, like in terms of the gate, I'm not overly worried with her, because she'll just put herself there effortlessly.
She's got a remarkable record. She's only missed a place once and had 7 wins from 10 starts. Is she a mare that's continuing to improve?
Yeah, she is. I've always had a fair bit of time with her. She's taken a bit of time, but She second up earlier in the year. We went to a Friday night meeting at Canterbury, and I thought she was an absolute certainty. And she sort of sat outside lead, and then she got nutted in the straight by a horse called In Her Time. It was only a lowly benchmark race. It's funny how things work out from time to time. So the form of that race has really been exceptional.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. So you're going to be very positive on Bonnie O'Reilly. Would you like to see her lead?
Yeah, oh, she'll be right there, and we're happy to lead if need be.
Out of your two, if you were going to back one, who would it be?
I'd probably lean towards Bonnie, just because she does have a touch more tactical speed. She's able to put herself there, and she's drawn a touch better. But there's not a lot between them. They're two high-class mares, and Egyptian Symbol, really, she's due some luck in a big race often. And whether she doesn't make the luck herself, or she's drawn awkwardly, or just seems to get an awkward spot. So she's a mare whose record could probably be a fair bit better with if she did have a few breaks in races.
Do you work them together at all?
Not really, no.
No. Well, it's going to be a cracking final Group 1 of the year. Have you got maybe Melbourne or Sydney spring aspirations with these two mares as well after Saturday?
We'll just see, make a sort of decision after Saturday, see how they come through, and we'll have to have a bit of a think about it, exactly where we go, do what we do, and it would be nice to get them down to Melbourne for sure. So we've got a big Melbourne crowd down there, and we love getting down to Melbourne, and this year I want to get a few more down there.
You've got a good hand at Randwick tomorrow as well. Five runners, a number of really good chances. Test the World's been flying, won its last four, steps up to 1,400 metres. What are your thoughts?
Oh, I think 1,400 she's looking for. I think she's been looking for that the last couple, really. So it was a game win last week. She looked like she was, she was under siege from about the 200, and she sort of fought back and was strong through the line. So I don't think 1,400's going to hold any concern. She has got a bit more weight to contend with on Saturday and a pretty good horse in Heavenly Anna too. But she jumps and puts herself there. She's a filly that never wins by a big margin, but she's a winner and there's no form like winning form.
Well, speaking of winning form, you've got Collateral who's just flying as well with a picket fence. How's it continuing to look for tomorrow's race?
Well, I guess he's up to 2-4, but there's no perfect race for him over the next 3 or 4 weeks. So we put him in, and that's one question mark, but he handles all tracks, and he's running super. I thought his win last week was massive. He was 3 and 4 deep the trip and still had a bit left on the line. So he's probably gone 2,000 last week, the way it worked out. And he's a horse that he came to me. I didn't know too much about him and didn't have high hopes, but he's really put his hand up, and you love it when they do that. They're very hard to miss, and I'll be surprised if he's not right in the finish in that race.
And you've got Gold Ambition in race number 8, you've got Sangavisi, and you've got Cadogan earlier. Who's your best, do you think?
I'd have to say Collateral. I'll be disappointed if he's not right there.
Bjorn, good luck tomorrow in the Group 1 and also at Royal Randwick.
Thanks, Michael.
Bjorn Baker there. He's got a big hand in Sydney and also up in Doomben.